Good morning. High pressure continues to keep it dry across interior New York and New England, with just a few scattered showers near the Canadian border as a stationary front is draped across the St. Lawrence Valley. Clouds have been rolling in all night long, and temperatures have been up and in the 40s and 50s for overnight lows. So that's where we begin the day as we track the next cool front through the Great Lakes and in our direction. So clouds will increase and thicken all day long. Any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds, and showers will become likely through the afternoon from west to east, maybe even a few bursts of rain, and one or two rumbles of thunder cannot be ruled out by late afternoon and into the evening hours. Temperatures should find their way into the middle and high 60s, and maybe some places will even touch the 70-degree mark despite the thickening clouds. Showers will persist overnight as the front makes its way through the region, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, with lows back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Turning windy overnight and very windy tomorrow, behind this front we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds, but it'll be noticeably cooler. Just a few passing scattered showers in the unstable air mass, but high temperatures will only be in the mid-50s. It'll feel cooler than that with the northwest breeze. The breeze will persist into the day on Thursday, even as high pressure builds in. We will have mostly sunny skies, so a bit more comfortable with highs reaching into the upper 50s. Another series of weak disturbances will head our way for the latter stages of the week and into the weekend. The first piece of energy on Friday will bring some clouds and a chance of a few scattered showers late in the day as highs bounce back into the lower 60s. And it'll stay in the lower 60s on Saturday with another piece of energy pushing a couple of showers through. Otherwise, we'll see a mixture of sunshine and clouds to start the weekend. It'll be dry on Sunday behind this energy. It'll be breezy and a bit cooler, but highs will still be in the middle to upper 50s. On Monday, we'll continue the dry weather as we bounce back up toward the 60-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a high wind warning is out for the Wasatch Front in Utah today. A powerful cold front will track through the region with very strong southwest winds, and these winds will gust up to 60 miles per hour before switching to the northwest. And a larger part of the Great Basin and Intermountain West is under a wind advisory, as winds associated with this system will gust up to 50 miles per hour in many locations. Finally, a high wind watch is out for tonight and tomorrow for the northern Rockies of Montana. In these locations, winds at times could gust as high as 65 miles per hour across the Rocky Mountain front. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Canada, at 5 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Tabriz, Iran, at 12 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility under cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a west wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 52 degrees, the dew point 36, 55% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.70 inches and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 105 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 15 at Bodie State Park in California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny in the upper 60s, Boston, partly sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, showers today with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 73 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 56, that's 6 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.05 inches of liquid precipitation for the month and 9.56 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 61 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 86, set in 1985, and the record low, 20, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 6:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:45 p.m. 13 hours and 42 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with showers developing today, especially during the afternoon, with highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Increasing clouds with showers developing today, especially later in the afternoon, with highs right around 70. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, thickening clouds with showers developing today and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds with showers developing today, especially later in the afternoon, with highs right around 70. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds with showers developing today, especially later this afternoon, and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning cooler with a few showers around, highs in the mid 50s. Mostly sunny, breezy, a bit cool on Thursday in the upper 50s. Increasing clouds with a late-day shower possible Friday, lower 60s. Lower 60s on Saturday with a few showers, otherwise partly sunny. On Sunday, back to the 50s with a mix of sun and clouds, and upper 50s on Monday with partly sunny skies. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.